From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Some 150 water managers, government officials, farmers, environmentalists, and others gathered in Sacramento to collaborate on some of the state's most challenging water issues. The Water Education Foundation's annual Water Summit came after heavy rains boosted reservoirs in 2023 following 3 years of severe drought. Eric Oppenheimer of the California State Water Resources says the water rights system is a challenging system to manage and requires better data collection. Deputy Secretary Xochitl Torres-Small announced USDA is starting a new effort to support specialty crop producers and increase competitiveness. Torres-Small says USDA has compiled useful information on its programs and services that supports the specialty crop industry in its directory. The directory will be a one-stop shop for the sector and contains a comprehensive snapshot of USDA's resources and services for specialty crop producers and businesses in one convenient location. The U.S. Commerce Department has lowered duties placed on phosphate fertilizers imported from Morocco. The National Corn Growers Association says this move gives true savings to farmers and access to critical inputs that have been scarce in recent years. Commerce lowered the rates from 19.97% to 2.12%. NCGA President Howard Wool says farmers were already facing rate hikes on inputs and the duties were making the situation worse.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.